With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I finally got here. They changed a bunch of stuff on the way you hook up with the Blog Talk, and I couldn't find a way to switch it on. So, anywho, I'm here. Now, you got a title of Unlimited with a question mark, and all of the BS has to stop. So, what you got to understand is what is going on. And from what has gone on, and still is, our federal government has not recognized its constitutional limits. Bear that in mind, because it's it comes directly to you eventually. They haven't really done anything nasty to the individual citizens yet, but it's coming. And I'm hoping that we can get past the blast-off date and not hurt anybody too bad in the process. However, there are some politicians and others that need to understand just how far things are gone and what the end result will be. Most people don't get it. Now, here's what's fun. Whoops. I hit a button. I hope it didn't ruin everything. Anyway, the situation is very simple. I read a bunch of things. Washington Examiner, The Week, and other magazines that stipulate what is really going on. We have a bunch of fair weather soldiers in place for us to rely on in order to protect us. Now, what are they protecting us from? Well, obviously from outside influences and a whole bunch of other horse hockey's going on. The gist of it, or the the things that really matter in it, consist of the fact that they want to spend more money than we got, and do so in such a manner that it breaks the bank. Who is doing that? Look around. It's not just Democrats or Republicans. You got a bunch of people, oligarchs, whatever you want to call them, that hide in the bushes and call the shots. Do you really think that somebody who doesn't have an agenda is operating the video prompter that Biden quotes so easily? Think about that very carefully. Who is it that puts that information on that thing? Uh-huh. Ask yourself another question. What is their agenda? Oh, boy. The agenda of the world, in terms of a lot of people, is the ruination of the United States. And being a patriot, that really makes me grit my teeth and want to take hold of something that they don't want me to grab and see whether or not it's screwed on tight. You can take that for whatever you think it's worth. However, and I'm going to use the same word, the raid that they played games with at Mar-a-Lago against a political opponent, remember that, bear that in mind, is very similar to what goes on in a lot of these banana republics when they decide they're going to clean house, straighten things up, and all that sort of stuff. Well, we are set with a choice. I tell you right now, there's enough armament in the militias to handle anything they want to throw at us. And I mean that literally. There's a few people, not many, but just a few, that are either closely affiliated or within or a supplier of the United States military who knows some of what we got. Not all, some. And believe me, I don't like the idea of having to go to war to procure freedoms we're already granted by the Constitution. Ooh. My. Remember I said constitutional limits? Well, Constitution says there are certain powers granted to the federal government and the states, and that those things not stipulated are left for the people to decide. That does not give the federal government any kind of rights or propensity to be able to forgive student debt. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You're using a credit card, so, you know, it looks to me like you got a bill to pay. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. Now, just because you're in school and running up the credit card does not mean that you have any kind of special privileges or rights considering debt. Doesn't work that way. However, they're looking at the people that are in charge are looking at things in a little bit different light. They think that it's the person who's got the debt whose responsibility it is. And that ain't exactly the way it works. The forgiveness of debt goes directly to legislation. Ooh. You mean you took it out of their hands and took it and stuffed it in there and you're telling us no? You got it. Now, I mentioned earlier that there's two ways to solve this problem. We got less than 40 days before we have the transition that I've talked about in depth with a bunch of other people. And by that, I mean that is the finalized date. It used to be 11-3. Now it's 10-3. Ooh, they moved it up a month. They're looking at grinching up and grabbing you when you're not looking for the transition. Now, what does the transition entail? Transition entails enough things to keep everybody, and I mean everybody, all the citizens, all the people that don't know I ain't a citizen or whatever, keep all the people busy. There are going to be classes so you know how not to screw yourself up, let alone other people and other things. There are going to be things that you will experience in terms of the physical, emotional, and mental side effects of this thing coming out. Now, I'm going to play a song. You've heard it before, and it's not a very long song, but it'll give you a little bit of a taste as to what you're looking at. gee, I think the song ran out. Guess what? I'm going to give you another 5 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever the song is to think about this. I'm looking through my list of songs here. There's one I want to play that's pretty cool. And here's something that all of the politicians and oligarchs that are causing the problems can look forward to. Ah, they have a tendency to rock right on out, don't they? Here's where the fun begins. And that is with this. There's a lot of people thinking about this.
I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a sick gun lover, a gamble in the wind. Well,
Now, I know there's a lot of people out and about that really think that it's time to start shooting. Now, I'm going to tell you that I've consulted with my people and the people here on the ground. And I want you to be very clear about this. I have no intention of starting a shooting war. So civil war is out right now. Second, World War III. Nobody's stupid enough to shoot their nuclear weapons off. No, nobody. That doesn't leave anything, for one. The third option is grit your teeth and hope that the things that have not transpired yet, you know, the agents knocking on your door and all that sort of thing, is nothing but a threat at this point. It'll take them a couple of months, probably three, is what I'm looking at, in order for them to get their stuff together well enough to take 87,000 armed agents and put them in the field, get them actually running with the thing. Well, there's a problem with that, too. We're supposed to hit the wall, so to speak, long before that. And you have to realize that there is no way for the government to accrue enough people to do what they want to do. It's not possible. There's too many out there won't do it. There's too many out there that won't comply. They won't participate. You have a situation then where military and police and other law enforcement people ain't willing to go along with whatever fun and games program that might come about. So that leaves them shy about, oh, I'd say at least 80,000 people. Oh, it'd be nice to have a license to shoot. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Problem with that is that it ain't going to come about. The ones that realize what's going to happen is going to be tremendous in terms of the amount. As I said, 80,000, just say no. Well, okay, let's go to the other part of it. We got a combination of financial pressures brought about by these so-called thinkers that really believe they are in charge. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't found too many of them. They got enough intelligence to flush the toilet right, let alone do something really funky to all the people. In terms of going out and doing something, well, as I said, the military analysts that I've talked to, yeah, and I got a few. And then if you want to take it even a step further, let's do it to this extent. People upstairs, that's ET, and yeah, I work with them, and yeah, they're real and all that. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. What you're getting into is a thing where they have asked me to tell everybody and spread this like free beer or whatever, they said, wait. Now, that means that they're going to start things sooner than the absolute end date. It used to be 11-3. Now it's 10-3. 30 days or so advancement. Now, what does that mean for you and me? Well, you're going to have a combination of crazy dreams, seeing things that ain't there, and all that sort of thing. Don't worry about it. It'd just be like getting stoned or drinking too much or something of this nature. It's not something that is any kind of absolute. It's not something that is able for any one of us to handle without instruction. And I know a lot, and I'm going to tell you right now, it includes me. According to the last check I did, I've got an extremely high security clearance. I got a Q1, and the Q1 has a plus after it, meaning that I am a contactee. I don't know if anybody remembers or not. You remember Star Trek? Uh-huh. The man that did that show was the one who was a contactee as well. He got his information from upstairs. Some of the ideas, most of the ideas, not some, but most of the ideas for things that took place in that neat little show come boil down to one thing. Now, your attitude, your purpose, and what your intent is can be seen, and it can be seen easily in this song.
So you think you've found a way of living. Revenge, you losing any sleep? Well, my friend, take this that I'm giving. It's your peace of mind you ought to keep. Run into trouble for sure. By living behind a locked door. Behind it, that's over.
Well, you tell me. What should be done? Should we wait like everybody says? I think we should. And the reason I say that, we might be in a position where we can do things that would really screw up the works. Some of these people have a propensity to seem to be more than they are. You see the talking heads on TV, and you see some of these dinks. Oh, I got the handle on it. Well, you're in for a large charge, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. You can forget the banking system. You can forget the Wall Street and all those other ones, all the markets, done. Why? Because they're going to be construed from what we've got here over to a quantum banking system. Now, that's kind of like the one that everybody's heard about, the cloud. Well, this is a cloud that's got bulletproof armor on. You ain't going to get through it real easy. That's one. Number two, the good part about it is that everybody that is anybody, and I'm not talking about the heavy hitters, I'm talking about regular everyday people, ain't going to get hurt. What you're going to have is about a day, and that's an approximation or thereabouts of transfer, because it takes about that amount of time. You got over 300 million people just in this country. You include all the other countries? Hoo-wee, you're talking about a large number. Okay, well, here's where the fun begins. Everything will be transferred literally. And by that I mean you got $200 in the bank, it goes upstairs. You will be given instructions, and you will be given the capability of spending that reserve that you have in the quantum banking system, quite simply, very similar to what you do now. You got a credit card, and you pay it off or pay it down or whatever. You got obligations you need to pay. You can have them automatically transferred from your account to someone else's. Now, you've heard about GESERA, or GESERA, however you want to look at that. Debt forgiveness is coming. And the indebtedness goes to what has transpired with the things that you're familiar with. Got a mortgage? Well, if you've had it for more than 3 years, I don't want you to think about this. It has paid itself off. At least once over. At least once over. You got to understand that all currencies go to zero. Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, no. You mean my chump change ain't going to be worth nothing anymore? Hey, that's the idea. That's basically it. Now, here's the fun part about that. You will be introduced to a gold-backed global currency. That's right, the franc, the ruble, the dollar, they're going to be transferred in their value to the new currency. Remember that basket case that was talked about a little bit, and then nobody's covering it anymore, about you're going to have a basket of valuation? Well, that's what's coming. And the values are going to be similar. In other words, a yuan won't have an exchange rate. it'll be worth 90 cents, say. Okay? The dollar, or equivalent thereof, will be worth 100 cents. And it goes from there, and it gets very complicated, and by that I mean extremely complicated, in that somebody wants to buy some beans in X country, can do so with their currency in a very similar exchange rate to what our dollar's worth. Now think about that. Talk about alleviating the equality problem. Well, that should help tremendously. Now let's get into that. Forget race. Doesn't mean nothing. Has no impact and no importance. What is to transpire is that we are to be allowed, yeah, that's right, you heard me, allowed to participate in it, all of it. The ideology of theorems that don't work and are things that should better be left alone is gone. Now, what we've got right now is everybody's antsy. Everybody's a little uptight. Everybody is kind of looking around for what it's worth. Here's a song that talks about that very thing.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
You better stop now.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Simple, huh? It's not complicated. You got to get your head around some of it. And the thing about this all is very, very simple. When people decide they've had enough, that's the end of something. Not the beginning of something, the end of something. And you have to understand that nobody here, what little freedom we got left, Joe Biden seems to want to spend your tax return money before you get it. Ooh, yeah, let's forgive all the debt to these people. No, let's don't, Mr. Biden. I hate to tell you, but I wouldn't put most of the people that are in charge presently in charge of that house. I don't think they'd, I think they'd try to be hunting for the little handle to flush it for the rest of their lives. And it seems to me like most of the people are beginning to catch on to that fact. Well, Biden has a problem. He can't seem to keep his head together long enough to come up with what it takes to run things. Oh, they tell him he's got to do this and do that, and he does it. Nice to have a puppet in the White House, huh? And then Kamala Harris, she don't even have as much clue as he does because she don't get briefed on it. Reason she don't get briefed on it, they can't trust her to keep her big mouth shut. Uh-huh, yeah. You want to get into the nitty-gritty? look what Hillary Clinton did with her server in terms of the 30-some thousand emails she destroyed, supposedly. Oh, they got the server. Guess what? Forensic science is beginning to pull all of those emails out. Now, Hillary is in trouble, along with a whole bunch of other people. Like I said, there are a lot of oligarchs and people that think they're in charge who ain't going to make it through this. Why do I say that? There's about 2 million attitude problems of the ET sort ready to come down here and straighten up some of the dinks that have been running things into the ground. Why do they want to run things into the ground? Well, now, it's very simple. If somebody does not comply with your idea of power, oh, I'm in charge, and you're going to have everybody that is anybody that really believes in any of this is going to say, horse hockey. And they're going to say it loud and clear. The horse hockey is coming up. We are not going to make it to the elections. Bear that in mind. Before that takes place, before the transition, you're going to have mass arrests. Now, I talked to David Wilcock about all this in an interview he did. It's on Divine Cosmos, his website. And you can listen to it if you want. I covered a bunch of this stuff in that. Now, there are going to be people that no one would think of putting in an office who are going to be requested to serve their country by taking an office. The little old grandma who doesn't put up with a whole lot of horse hockey from the kids is going to be asked to fill one of those seats that has been so badly misused, one of those positions. And you're going to have people that know what a justice system is supposed to be about. What's just and what's legal may be two different things. Guess what? Everything is up for changes. here's where the fun begins. When we, the people, decide that we have had enough and decide to go back to where we started from, we have a simple position. Now, I'm not going to tell you, and there's a lot of people who will try to, who's right and who's wrong. I'm not going to tell you who's the best fit for an office or to adjudicate things, etc. I think that the Supreme Court is pretty well fit right now. And I bet there's a bunch of Looney Tunes out there who don't think so. Well, I tell you what I want. I want to figure out what it is that we can do as a people to cause changes that we need to see. You've seen those cartoons, scenes we'd like to see. It gets worse rather than better. Now, they're going to try to put some of this stuff in place. before the transition. They're going to try to exert control. And the control that they're going to try to exert is going to be by force of arms. You need to be ready. You need to know what to do in the event of such a situation. That's part of what I do. I cover that for people. I make sure that they have what they need or know what to do about it. One of the things you should do is have food, water, and a gun and ammunition. Think about that. You can put those things just about anywhere, but some kind of shelter. And if you're in a metropolitan area, look for a place in the woods. I'm telling you, you'll be a lot safer in the woods from people wanting to come around and take whatever it is that you got. And they'll do all kind of fun things to you and whomever. But the simple fact of the matter is this. When people stand together, and it don't matter, Democrat, Republican, it matters if you're a Marxist, you're going to be gone. Oh, that's right. Did I mention the mass arrests? All those people that are idiots, that really screwed things up and went out of their way to cause problems for the United States, are going to be rounded up. Now, the neat part is not all these so-called mucky mutts, and I refer to those as people who have stars, bars, etc. on their shoulders, are going to make it. There's a lot of them that are going in the toilet. You'll find out how nasty that is when you get there. But the neat part about this is that oligarchs, people that ain't in the government, and people that are, all of the crooks, all of the bad guys, get to take a long walk off short pier, flying leap at a rolling donut, you know, that sort of thing. And they're going to find out that when you have the capability of the United States military looking to play proctologist with a fence post, it might be a good idea to be compliant. And that's for all you crooks out there. Anybody's done anything funky. Now, I'm going to hit on a subject that nobody has touched, and that is the representatives becoming wealthy by way of subserviency to, get this real careful, like, China and Russia as enemies. Cut your ties to those places. And you find yourself better off. And the reason I say that is it's very simple. The ideology behind taking power over someone, and I said taking. I didn't say, oh, give it up. No, that ain't the case. I'm talking about taking power by force. What happens is, these people don't realize that the same force they apply is about to be applied to them. Think about that very carefully. You want to see somebody cringe. Ask the military how they're doing with E.T. They're not. Why? They can't even catch them. You know, if you can't catch them, I'm sure that they can do things well beyond just high-speed chases. Well, what else is the main thing coming up to what we're dealing with? Well, let's see, August, about September, about the first week or so of September, it gives us about, we got 4 days left in August. So you can figure September plus the 4 days is how long we got to implement all this. I can tell you, and this is good. You'll like this classified information, which is declassified when I mention it. Think about that. Supposedly, the president is the only one that has that power. That ain't the case. I have been given that by people who understand what I'm doing and have been exposed very lightly to things that not only did they not understand, but you mean it's not going to be used against us? Nope. It's going to be fun, though, to watch them. Now, this don't mean that we're going to act like certain people in Europe did put this whole thing into a nasty social response. You're not allowed to decorate the trees and lampposts with political opponents. That is a no-no. What you are allowed to do is to tell them to go flip burgers somewhere. I hear that there's a lot of places that could use some good people. So, in lieu of decorating the city with a bunch of crooks, we should be looking at the probability that we can, as a people, stand up to what is coming. Now, you talk about things that are this way or that way. I'm going to play a song that puts that together. It talks about innocence. Stand up and face the enemy. Think about it. So did you get the message? Stand up and face the enemy. In other words, ask them what part of no they don't understand. Make them think. Don't notch their head. It won't do any good. I can tell you one thing you can understand, though. There's some other songs that I've got that are just as crazy as this one. So, you know, what I would like to do is offer you one last song that stipulates it. Contrary to popular belief, everybody's going to get a chance to learn what it is to be a refugee. There's a shitload of them leaving northern states and cities and finding that they can actually breathe the air when they get away from them. Ooh, wonderful deal. That's why I live in the mountains. One of the reasons. The other thing is I can trust the people around here. But you've got to understand that nothing is absolute, such as living like a refugee. Well, how much stuff can you pack? How much stuff can you actually put in a trailer and tote behind you to that little hideaway in the woods? Yeah, think about that. So what you have to understand is what is going to be the break point. As I said, we got 40 days or thereabouts. It's getting closer. Now, not all the people in the military with the stars, bars, stripes, etc., are going to be in charge of anything. They're liable to be arrested. Ooh, yeah. Remember I said mass arrests? I ain't leaving nobody out, military or otherwise. Now, the military is on board with us in terms of accomplishing the transition. Think about that. Think about it very carefully. When you have everybody that is in that aligned, what do you have? Woo. You've got something that ain't going to be easily stopped. Now let's try it. Let's go another step further. What happens when you get to the point where we all just simply go and take care of business? What business? Well, first of all, you get all those dinks out of Washington. Secondly, you replace them all with grandmas or whoever's honest. Military, the same. You put real leaders instead of people would like to think, make you think that they are. You become a real leader. And I probably will be tapped to be a leader. I don't know. But I'm not going to stop doing these shows just because they keep me busy. I can tell you that. And this show hasn't been really super nasty, but I'm going to read part of it. The redactions of the affidavit that comes with the search warrant leaves out the specific places to be searched and shows no list of items to be seized. That's a basic legal travesty. Well, if they can do it to Trump, guess what? They think they can do it to anybody. They think they can do it to you. Are you going to stand around and let them do that? I wouldn't. I've got guns and ammo. I'm ready. They want to play? That's up to them as to how far they want to go. But there's one thing that everybody needs to think about, and this next song says it very well.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
I hope everybody understands what I was talking about and can acknowledge the simple fact that we are at the break point. The government's going to go more and more spastic. They're going to freak out more and more as time goes on. And what's interesting about it is to watch which way they try to jump. It's like they're like a bunch of frogs when you put them in a pot and turn the heat on. And that, in and of itself, is sufficient for anybody that wants to go out and really accomplish something. So do me a favor. Spread this around. This show, you can copy it. There's no problem. And in the meantime, go out and get her done.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.